Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. Another kind of a tough day for livestock futures. Man, even the feeder cattle futures, which saw limit lows in a majority of those contracts yesterday.
Yes, we did, Dave. We saw mainly yesterday the profit taking pushed the cattle complex into those triple-digit losses you were talking about. Now, this is after some of the contracts made another round of record highs before the sell-off took place. Now, pressure also came from the 300-plus point sell-off of the Dow yesterday also. Now, there's yet to be any cash cattle trade in the feed yards. Expect it to be lower after yesterday's trade. And the lean hogs also closed negative yesterday. Now, back to the cattle, choice box beef was 74 cents higher yesterday afternoon. Select boxes were down 23 cents. We actually saw a movement of 99 loads, and we also had a cattle kill estimated at 115,000 head. The cash feeder index was 11 cents higher yesterday. October live cattle at the moment are $1.37 lower. August feeder cattle down $1.12, and October lean hogs 40 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures at the close yesterday. The wheat futures ended up on a positive note. Corn and soybeans were negative.
Yes, the trading was mixed yesterday, wheat, corn, and soybeans. And by the close, only the downside hit the corn futures the most. The weekly export sales yesterday were good for the new crop wheat, corn, soybeans, and soybean meal. Now, the USDA report on August 12th will have the first of the season field survey crop estimates. So that will be interesting to see what we come out of that. And also, we saw the Argentina default yesterday, the main factor that pushed the Dow down to its lowest trade since the 23rd of May, and only the third time this year that the Dow has suffered a 300-plus loss. It also had a key reversal to the downside yesterday on the monthly charts. Now, this morning, we'll also see the monthly non-farm payroll, which will have some effect on our Dow Jones futures trading. At the moment, September KC wheat, 6.5 cents higher. December corn down 2 cents. November soybeans down 10.25. December cotton trading 47 points lower. September crude oil down 66 cents. September dollar index is 5 cents higher. September Dow Jones futures continue on the downside by 81 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866 go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.